Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well. It is a Tuesday. My son won his little playoff game last night in baseball. Proud of him. Glad he didn't take defeat like the other team did, so that was great. And we all told him, if you act like the kids on the other team, you're grounded for a month. Anyway, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. We're going to talk about a continuation from yesterday where talked about how, what do you do with a team that's mature and your metrics aren't really giving any value anymore? What's the next step? And I wanted to give some good answers. I wanted to make sure I thought about it a little bit more than just going off the cuff. So I got a couple of extra points that I'm going to add to that. And I do want to say thank you to everyone, because I was browsing around looking on podcasts the other day, and I found out that for a podcast, we got ranked number 6 on the feed spot for podcasts. So we've gone up like 2 spots since we first started. We started off 9th or 10th or something way back a couple of years ago, and now we're up to number 6. If you could do any, well, one, thank you all. And if you are listening to this on a podcast, if you could rate us or give us a good rating, that would be awesome. If you could share with your friends, that would be great from a video perspective or anything in LinkedIn, because the more people to see it, to give a better rating, the better, get a better ranking. I would love to get a better Apple podcast ranking or something like that, or some good ratings on that. Appreciate it very much, because without you, we wouldn't be number 6. That's pretty good. And think of all the people out there that were out there. So thank you very much from a podcast standpoint, ranking us up number 6 from an agile coaching perspective. Appreciate it very much. I also saw that we were one person ranked as top 3 for beginning in agile and everything, which I appreciate that much, because I'm trying to help people transition from starting out, getting to where they want to be, and to whatever level in their career they want to be. And with that, let's talk about the topic we have on hand here today. And the topic on hand today is, what do you do with your mature team when the metrics don't work anymore? So we're going to talk about some stuff. I got a book, U Squared. I mentioned this book before. It's kind of going to reference this book a little bit, you know. And we got Grant Cardone's The 10X Rule, right? Got that book too. So that's another book that you can reference and read and see about how you would apply these ideas and concepts to your team. And I'm going to reference them a little bit in today's show. With that, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way, so you can bring more value to your customer, not work crazy hours to bring that value, and have a little fun along the way. And I think if you take what we're talking about today, you'll not only get more value, you work less time, and you're going to have fun implementing a new strategy and how your team works. They're going to balk and moan about it, but they're going to get better at it. So what do you do when, I got the whiteboard, out. When your team, you know, we always talk about this, and did I save a paper towel? Yeah, I did save a paper towel. It's good. So when I talk about velocity, and you got time, the sprints, right? So we always talk about, I always try to say, when you first talk, your team's gonna be, oh, we can get all this work done, and they really get this work. And then they say, okay, well, we'll edge it up a little bit. But then they get a lot more once they get comfortable. Then we edge it up there, and then they get down below again, and they kind of draw this little cone, and you get to level, right? Then that's the beginning team. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4 sprint, the magic number. Ooh, put a heart there. The magic heart number is 4 sprints. So on the 4th sprint, your metrics kind of stabilize and everything like that. Now, and a good scrum team, a good agile team, this curve should start going up. Ooh, can I show that on there? Ooh, starts going upwards, right? So you start going in velocity. Well, what happens is, some teams, they do that initial chart, right? Do I want to save that picture? I don't know. Maybe I'll save it. I'm going to erase it all. I'll just erase part of it. So we have that curve. Now, what happens is these teams in another curve, they do their cross, right? And then they start going up. Can I show that? They start going up. Then they plateau. So this is your mature team. Okay. So they plateau here. Okay. They maximize and nitpicked enough to get efficient at what they do. Now comes the radical change, right? This comes the U squared part, right? Or the 10X part. What you have to do is you have to be a real coach. You have to make decisions. You have to help the team achieve more than they thought they possibly could. They think they can. They just don't know how, nor have the faith in themselves to get to the next level or try something. Like, but it's good now. We're doing good. We don't want to rock the boat and everything. But now is when you got to rock the boat. This is when you have the mature team. Your metrics fail. Everything's bad. This is when you introduce automation. This is when you introduce maybe new ways of doing things. Maybe you're not doing Scrum. Maybe you do some. I love Scrum though. I think Scrum works good. And I'll have to tweet out somebody on that one. But maybe you introduce AI. Maybe you introduce containers. Maybe you introduce some new tech. Maybe you get a new team in. Maybe do some cross training. Maybe there's all kinds of things that you could introduce that would be a radical change. Maybe a new product line. Maybe using a whole different language and trying a whole different setup. And maybe you're using WordPress at one point in time, and now you're going to use some Adobe thing. Maybe you were using Adobe. Now you're going to use WordPress. Maybe you're using Java. Maybe you're going to use something different. Maybe you're using MySQL, and then you're going to go to AWS, or you're going to use some other thing, right? So it's a radical change. So now what's going to happen is your velocity is going to go down, okay? But the problem is it'll come back up again, and then you'll set a new level. So now you have a new level. This is what it's going to do. Get the light. Do it from this side. So this is the new team starting off. They're going to come up. They're going to mature. Okay. Then you got to do radical change. It's going to come back down again. And then sooner or later, it'll set up, establish a new level. I should put some things like this is the radical change. What they're going to call radical change. And this is the new team, right? So, and then this is the radical change. It's going to come down in velocity, and you got to be strong. This is where you coach them. You can do this. You can make it through it. You got to tear it down a little bit, get better. I heard something like Tiger Woods, you know, he was top of his game and he changed his swing to make it even better, but he was the best, but he knew he could be better. Right. So you had to change a little bit and take a risk on that. So there's going to be a little risk associated with that. The big corporations may not be able to handle this. Oh my God, we're freaking out. Just wait. We'll get there. We're going to find ways to do things even less, take less time to do it, less physical labor and everything like that. Now, why do I reference that? I don't know if they teach this in the stat classes anymore, if they really have people understand this. But whenever you're doing troubleshooting, and you're trying to do root cause analysis, right? Or you're making change. This is an old Deming thing that I used to do years ago. So when you track stuff and you get all these plots, right? And you're kind of here. The only way you have to find your stable state, which is this. This is your state. This is your first stable. And this is your second. And then this is your third, which is higher. Third stable. I get right. So your first stable is down here. Your second one is this one. And then your third one is when you get to the new level. When we used to do stats and figure out whether or not a change caused a shift or a statistical difference in how we do business, you're plotting all this on the chart, right? Then what will happen is it'll jump up here. Then you take a new norm, right? A new standard deviation. This is the old. And this is the new standard deviation. This is your chart that goes all around, right? But we shifted it up. Now, again, this is where the metrics change. Now, I used to measure down here. This was good. Well, now we're up here. We have a new measurement, right? So this is a new measurement. New value. Baseline. That's the word I wanted. A baseline. You ever heard of baselines? This was your old baseline. You made the change. You should have a new baseline. And as long as it works. And the same here. Here we're establishing baseline. Baseline. Right? And this is this baseline. And all that goes down there. That's all that. Right? So there. So we have a baseline here when we first start. We come up with a mature team, get a new baseline. We make radical change and we establish a new baseline, right? So you, now you're going back and reusing some of those metrics that weren't any good because now you're changing your baseline. You got to see whether or not changing the baseline actually improved metrics from the previous baseline. You might even reestablish how you measure things. Like if at one point in your baseline you were measuring your average of a 3-point story or something based on the way you're doing, but now you're doing a radically different story. Maybe you increased the value of that activity, or not the value, but the pointing, this complexity. Stuff got more complex, but then you can also, so maybe now they're like 5-point stories. But now you can also say, well, you know what? We established that complexity. It's not complex and not difficult and not unknown to us anymore. We need to reestablish our baseline, for which maybe at the baseline was a manual testing. Now when we're doing automated testing, maybe our new baseline includes the manual testing. So what was a 3 before is still a 3-point story, but we do so much better at what we do. And that's that, you know, radical thinking. You got to think of a totally new way of doing stuff. You got to look at U squared. I would recommend this book. And it's a simple little book. Look up the analysis. Maybe you just get this for your team. Buy a copy for everyone on your team or something like that. It's a new way of thinking. Maybe I should do that too. I think I'll look on that. It's a good book. I might do that with my team. I might buy them a copy of the book. It's a lot of people though. I have to buy 20 copies. It's a lot of copies. Anyway, so I want to wish you the best. Now that's what you do with a mature team. When they level out, you got to change. You have to 10X. You have to think like Grant Cardone does. And you have to think out of the box. And you have to find out ways. I don't want to just little needle movement because it's not going to have the effect anymore. Because we talked about like if you're in the 90 percentile of the school, doing those little changes is not going to get you better results. You have to radically think about how you're going to do. You have to U square. What would it be like to be twice of what I am now? What do I have to do to get there? How do I change what I'm doing to get there? What do I have to try something different? So that's what you coach teams to that. So there's lots of stuff to do over time, you know, to get them past that radical stage, and you can show them the curves. There's a velocity curve where they came together. They grew a little bit, then they leveled out, and then we did a radical change, came down, and went back up again. That's how it works. That's the curve. That's the metric. I wanted to share that with you so it looks like at some point the metric doesn't do anything. Yeah, because it's stable. It's not going up anymore. When you hit that point, it's time to rethink how they do business, and you have to offer them and get them comfortable with rethinking how they do business, right? You're not going to get to the World Series if you just bat regular baseball. You're not going to do that. Sometimes you have to radically think. We have to change something and do some radical change to get to the next level of the game. You can say that about basketball too. You ever watch basketball now versus basketball then? It's totally a lot different. So with that, I want to wish you a great day. Again, thank you for everyone for helping us become number 6 as an agile coaching podcast on the internet. Couldn't done it without you. It's, you know, it's small group here and we're just doing it. We're just pushing it out every day. And I want to thank you all. If you can give us a good rating on the Apple Podcast or whatever podcast system you're listening to our show on, much appreciated. I was going to say that. Much appreciated. And share on LinkedIn and Facebook and YouTube and all the other social media engines that we post stuff of every once in a while. Every share, every like helps us reach more people and hopefully help them, especially the new people that come on board. That's what we're looking for. With that, I think we're way over time. Well, have a great day. Enjoy. Happy scrumming. See you tomorrow. And bye.